Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you for being here. We'll give you the latest farm news coming up here in the next 25 minutes, market analysis, crop progress and condition numbers, and we'll check on the Farm Progress Show, which opened now. And from Boone, Iowa, Jamie Dickerman and Eric Johnson will be broadcasting live from the Calmer Cornheads booth here the next 3 days. It's not really a booth. It's one of the largest exhibits at Farm Progress Show. So stay tuned for some exciting reports the next 3 days. As we reported yesterday morning, work has resumed on both the Canadian National and the Canadian Pacific Kansas City networks first thing Monday morning. Railroad workers have returned to the job, but the Teamsters has vowed to challenge the ruling in court. The government issued an order imposing binding arbitration between the two sides and ordered that no rail work stoppage, whether a lockout or strike, can occur during the arbitration process. Christopher Manette, Director of Public Affairs for Teamsters Canada.
We're extremely disappointed. We're obviously going to be appealing this decision, but for now, we will abide by it. The federal government has essentially sent the message that corporate Canada, all they need to do is shut down their operations for a few hours, and the federal government will swoop in to save them and to break a union. This is going to have implications not only on railroaders, but on any federally regulated worker.
The 9,300 Teamsters directly involved in the dispute include engineers, conductors, dispatchers, and yard workers. Colorado Parks and Wildlife intends to release more gray wolves into the exact zone where they've already killed dozens of sheep and cattle in Grand and Summit counties. ColoradoPolitics.com says in just over 4 months, the death toll for livestock killed by wolves in the area is in the dozens. Officials estimate that that number comes from 9 out of 10 wolves released last December. Most of the livestock were likely killed by just 2 wolves, a mating pair that produced 3 pups. Congress returns in 2 weeks, and ag lawmakers expected to resume their push for a long-overdue farm bill. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow told Politico on the sidelines of the Democratic National Convention that she still hopes to pass one more farm bill before she retires from the Senate.
But this idea that I'm going to have my legacy be doing something that's never been done before, to take money away from families who are barely making it, I can't do that.
Senate Ag Republicans, led by John Bozeman, who could succeed Stabenow as chair if the Senate flips, insist there must be more farm in the farm bill.
I believe that it'll be as easy to do it this year as it is next year. So who knows what the dynamics are going to look like then, but I do know how important this is, and I do know how important it is for rural America to give our farmers stability.
This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back after we check morning markets.